welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Beth, Diana, Erica, and me, Terry. Sit down, grab a cold one or a hot one, and join in the fun.
Okay, so all four of us are in long marriages, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is, I think this is a universal issue, and I think if it's universal between the four of us, it's probably pretty much universal out there in our fan base as well. But I got to ask.
Right.
And actually, we do want feedback from our listeners on this topic.
Absolutely.
And after you understand what it is we're talking about, we want to know what's happening in your long-term relationship.
Okay. We don't know yet what
we
this
want
is
you
be.
To contact us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or
yes.
You can go to our website, babesinvoiceland.com, and leave us a comment. So here's the topic of the day. When you and your husband, significant other,
yes,
are off doing something separately,
yes,
do you tend to check in and let you know? Let your husband know if you've kind of had a change in your plans. Like, say you're
or
leaving.
Something goes longer.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to go to two stores and a bank. I should be back in a couple of hours. And then all of a sudden you find a movie you want to go see by yourself. Do you just go see the movie and come home 5 hours later?
No. Well, I would never just come home 5 hours later.
I would never
later.
Come home five
Thank
hours
you.
Later.
I would definitely let them know, hey, I saw this movie. I think I'm going to go check it out. You can join me if you want or not. I'm going to go watch it.
If I was going to be gone a long time, I would definitely call and say, hey, I'm going to do this and this. However, I must say in all honesty, if I'm going to slip off to Red Rock for a little while, I don't always say.
How did
I don't
know
always
that
say.
We were going there? How did I know it was going
to Or if I slip off to Red Rock with Beth and Rob says, when are you going to be home? I said, I'm going with Beth. Who knows?
Well, see, at least you're honest. It's not like they're expecting you to come home or trying to
I've
figure out dinner.
I've got my cell.
Dinner.
You can call me if you need me.
Okay. But, you know, you're not trying to figure out dinner or connect
so
up later.
When your husband,
I would never
now,
just go
does
for
Does your husband
hours.
Extend the same courtesy?
No.
Well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No, Grady would never be gone for hours and hours and not tell me where he is. Never.
Oh. Wow. He wouldn't?
No.
Huh? He wouldn't do that?
No.
He's
never.
A keeper.
Yeah.
No. He's always. Well, usually he's here. I mean, you know.
Oh, and he never goes anywhere. So,
no, but I mean, like, even like earlier in the week, they told me he had to work overtime. And he called me right away and said, hey, babe, I'm working overtime. We're doing a 10-hour day today. We're doing a 12-hour day today.
Wow.
So
no,
that's
very thoughtful.
I get home.
Very
thoughtful. And there's no husband. The dogs have not been fed. They haven't got their meds. The kids are going, Mom.
Oh, no, no,
they're running around the house.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And where is hubby?
I text him, I have to work late. Oh, okay. Were you going to mention that?
No, Grady would always tell me.
No. Mm-mm. That's not how it works.
Really?
Like that.
That's not good.
That's not nice.
No good.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
No, especially because you're a team. And if you're a team and one person doesn't, especially with kids or stuff, I always coordinated much better with Rob when we had children at home. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I just yell out, are you still here?
Well, mine'll just leave.
I don't know.
Well, mine'll just leave.
Well,
all of a sudden, I'll hear the front door.
Wait a minute. He leaves without saying I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh no,
well,
no, no, no.
I mentioned
no,
I had
no.
to go to the store. Well, I didn't know when you were planning on doing this. You're going
now.
I'm cooking
nice.
Dinner. Dinner's ready in 10 minutes.
But yeah.
Oh no, really? Isn't that how it works?
Now Diana started this, and we all jumped in and cut her off. So what
I'm
happened?
So sorry.
Okay, so this
what
has
happened?
Been going. This has been going on. Let me see. 1980.
Add infinitum.
38 years.
No.
Okay.
No, I would not like that.
Example. The hubby is leaving today, and he says to me, "I'm going to go to the driving range and hit a few balls, and I'm going to come home." And hit the gym. And then when I'm done, I'm going to show Matt how to use the electric lawnmower because I want him to blah, blah, blah. And trash day is tomorrow. Yada, yada. I'm okay. Fine. Right?
Sounds good.
He leaves.
Yeah.
Matt and I take the dog for an hour long walk. Mm-hmm. And then we come home, make a run, come back. I work out at home, do some gym stuff at home. And then I take a shower. And then I go to the chiropractor. Needless to say.
Matt's still waiting.
5 hours after he left. He comes home. In the meantime, I'm calling him on the way to the chiropractor going at the 4 hour point going, thought you were doing this and this and coming home. I'm on my way to the chiropractor. Sure would like to know what's up.
No, that's not nice.
And what did he answer?
No,
well,
he did not answer.
Oh.
He didn't answer.
Oh no, this isn't
so
nice.
He finally comes home And he's on the phone with his older son. So the phone works for him when he's talking to his brother, to his son, to his golf buddies.
No.
Okay, but it's so he gets off the phone, and I'm watching TV, and he's asking me something, and I'm answering him back, and he's like, "What's the matter?" And I'm like, "Did you not get my voicemail?" "Oh no, your voicemail hasn't come through."
Oh, come on.
I hate that.
Okay.
Come
on. Oh,
it's so I'm deep like, in
well,
here.
I thought this, that, and the other. Well, what's the problem? The problem is it's been 5 hours, and I didn't know. You could have texted me. You could have called me and
died,
said.
You could have had a car crash.
But you know what?
We've
had the same conversation for 38
years.
Oh,
my God.
And you expect him to change.
No.
So.
Good. I mean, you know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.
And you know what the sad thing is?
And expecting a different result.
Many
Amen.
People would say to you, "We'll do the same thing to him." That doesn't
I'm
solve
not wired
the problem.
Like that
that
no.
doesn't solve the.
No,
but
no.
people think that way, but no, that's wrong
okay,
advice.
Okay, so what we
want
to know from our listeners is
how do you
how does it
this?
Work in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you at communicating versus your significant other? We want feedback from our male listeners listeners.
I have an idea. Maybe you should program his phone to have a special ring, so when he hears that ring, he knows it's you.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
He won't
and you
care.
Tell him he better damn answer
no,
it.
No, when
he's
his
not
when his phone
care.
No no when his phone is in the cubbyhole of the golf cart, and he's out on the fairway taking
right,
a shot,
right?
Then he doesn't hear it.
Right. He's unavailable.
That's correct.
You okay. know what?
Yes.
You know, it would really be funny if you could create your own ringtone. Answer me, damn it. You know what?
You could.
Or be like the you sound could. Of a whistle blowing or something really loud. That would be very cool. So
that
anyway,
www.babesandvoiceland.com.
Mm-hmm. You can give us a comment that, or you can give us babesandvoiceland@gmail.com and send us an email and let us know, male or female, how does it work in your household?
Right. What planet is your significant other from?
It's a rainy spring morning in Brooklyn. There's still a slight chill in the air, and Sadie has a pot of her famous chicken soup simmering on the stove. Mmm, does that smell good?
Boy, my Morty will be so happy to have my delicious chicken soup for dinner tonight. And if I do say so myself, it smells geschmacked. Oy, here I go again, talking to myself. My Morty says I shouldn't do that, but I like to talk to myself. And why not? I don't see anything wrong with that.
As Sadie continues her conversation with herself, Sadie's sister Sophie has just entered her kitchen in the apartment next door to get a cup of coffee.
Oy, look at my counter. What is this? Huh, it's covered with all these little packages of individually wrapped cookies. Ah, that's what I smelled in my sleep last night. I dreamt of cookies, and here they are. My Sharon must have been baking. Oh, yes, the pans are still in the sink. Too bad she's already left for school. Who are they for, I wonder?
I have to interject here. Do you notice that both sisters talk to themselves? I think it must be a family trait. Ooh, listen, I hear the phone ringing now.
Hello, the Smockster.
Good morning, Schwester.
Sophie, what are you doing? Did you have your coffee yet?
As a matter of fact, no, not yet. I was going to make some coffee, but then I found something in my kitchen.
You found something? What, like a roach or a mouse?
No.
You don't have mice again, do you? Call the super right away. Are you freaked out? You don't sound very freaked out.
Wait a minute. Oi, you have a very active imagination, Schwester. I found a good thing in my kitchen. My counter is covered with cookies. Sharon baked last night.
Oy, I hope she covered them to protect them from the mice and the roaches. You know how much I hate those things.
First of all, ever since the super filled the cracks under the sink with the steel wool, we have not had a mouse in years. And second of all, I treat for roaches all the time, but it's Brooklyn. What can you do? Once in a while, you get one. Why, are you having problems?
Me? Are you kidding? My apartment is so spotless, they wouldn't dare to come in here. All right, let's move on. Tell me more about those cookies.
Actually, they are individually wrapped with ribbons and are so beautiful. I thought I would bring a few over and we could have them with coffee. You do have coffee, right?
Of course. I always have coffee. You know that. But you think it's okay that we eat them? They sound so fancy. Maybe they are for someone special.
Schwester, we are special. I'm her mother and you're her aunt. We are the most special of all. Besides, you always bake and cook for her, and I think it would be nice for you to have something that she baked too.
Okay, when you put it like that, it makes sense. Come on over.
Before Sadie could even finish pouring the coffee, there was a knock at the door.
Come on in, Schwester. That was Max Schnell.
I only live next door. It takes a second. Look, just look at these beauties that my Sharon made.
They are gorgeous. And my favorite, too, chocolate chip. You don't think she'll mind, do you?
Mind, schmind. Essen and enjoy.
As Sadie and Sophie thoroughly enjoyed their cookies and coffee, Sharon arrived home from school.
Oi, I have to get these cookies all wrapped up and in the mail right away. Oh, I hope they like them. This could become very profitable for me.
See, Sharon talks to herself too. It must be a family trait. Uh-oh, Sharon is counting the cookies as she boxes them. I hope there won't be a problem.
19, 20, 21, 22... 22? Where's 23 and 24? Where did they go? I know I made 24. Where could they be? They couldn't have fallen. Oh, no, she didn't. Oy vey, I bet she did. This is not good.
Sharon races out of the door and runs into her Aunt Sadie's apartment.
What? You don't knock? I raised you better than that.
Don't listen to your mother. You are welcome here any time, I Shane and Maidala. So how was school today?
Never mind school. I need to know about these two missing cookies. Ma, did you take them?
Of course. I had to try one and give one to your Aunt Sadie. After all, she bakes for you all the time. And it is nice to give her something you baked for a change. Don't you agree?
See, Sophie, I told you she would be mad.
I'm not mad. Well, a little mad. These are for my new business. But actually, I'm a little worried.
Don't worry. They are delicious. We love them. Your customers will love them.
That's not what I'm worried about. These are special cookies. And I'm worried on how you and Ma will like them.
We already said we loved them, Sharon. And they are special because you made them.
No, Ma. That's not what makes them special. They have a special ingredient in them. They are good for your health.
Are they filled with protein? They almost taste too good to be a protein cookie.
No, Aunt Sadie. No extra protein.
Are they filled with extra fiber? I can always use something that helps me stay more regular.
Ew! Ma, no. No fiber.
Oh, stop with the ooing, Sharon. It's not something you don't already know.
Whatever, Ma. Ooh, do I smell chicken soup? Oh, I didn't have any lunch. I would love a bowl of chicken soup.
Let me get up and check. It should almost be ready. Whoa! You know how I always limp when I first get up? Look at me. I'm not limping. Ooh, what's going on here?
Did you take an Advil? Sometimes you don't limp when you take the Advil.
No, I didn't. All I had was coffee and a cookie.
Wow, it works. It really works.
What works? What are you talking about, Sharon?
Now, Ma, you must remain calm and keep an open mind. You too, Aunt Sadie.
All right.
Sure.
Well, that special ingredient I put in the cookies is...
What?
It's an alternative medicine, mostly used for pain and anxiety.
Well, whatever it is, I like it. My aches and pains are almost all gone.
Sharon, is this legal? Is this a gateway drug? Are you trying to turn your mother into an addict?
First of all, I never even offered you a cookie. You just took it. And don't you feel relaxed? Why aren't you relaxed, Ma?
Maybe she needs another cookie. I feel great, but maybe I should have another cookie too. Do you have any extras?
No, there are no extras. I'm already short on this order.
Well, you seem kind of stressed, Sharon. I think maybe you could use a cookie too. Maybe we should make some more.
No, I can't make any more. I have to get to the post office.
Well, maybe your mother and I could. Sophie, where are you?
I can't make them without the special ingredient.
So tell me what it is and I will go to the store and get it.
You can't buy it at the store, Aunt Sadie. And where is Ma?
Sadie and Sharon found Sophie curled up in Sadie's bed, sleeping like a baby.
Oh, look at her. She looks just like a little girl sleeping there in the bed. She looks so peaceful.
Well, she won't be so peaceful when she finds out what's in the cookies.
Maybe you ought to tell me why your ma is still sleeping.
Okay, Aunt Sadie, I will tell you. It is CBD oil. It is made from cannabis, but they take out the THC so that you don't get high. It really helps a lot of people.
All of a sudden, they both saw Sophie standing in the doorway. Uh-oh.
Who do you think you are? Florence Nightingale? I heard what you said, and this is illegal. Where's the window? I need to throw myself out of it right now.
Wow, look how quickly Sophie got up on the ledge. You know, she hasn't been nimble like this in years. Sharon, this ABC oil really works, and it shouldn't be illegal.
I know, Aunt Sadie, I know. Ma, get off the ledge.
No, not unless you give up this cockamamie business.
But it can be very profitable, and I need to save money for college.
Well, you won't need money for college if you end up in jail, now will
you? If you are going to throw yourself out the window, Sophie, then throw yourself out your own window. Get off my ledge right now, Sophie. Get back in here, and let's all talk. Sharon, are you sure you don't have another cookie for your mother? I think she really needs one.
Sharon never did make it to the post office that day. Instead, Sharon, Sophie, and Aunt Sadie had a great conversation about CBD oil after they researched it together on the internet while eating delicious bowls of chicken soup. Sophie agreed to let Sharon have her business if they all got medical marijuana cards, which they did. Plus, Sharon agreed to always give Sadie and Sophie cookies whenever she baked. They all decided not to tell the Yentas about the cookies, but of course, one of them found out anyway. Now she orders cookies from Sharon on a regular basis for her bursitis. In the end, everything worked out great. Mazel tov! Tune in again soon for another episode of Sadie and Sophie.
So more and more cities, municipalities, states are legalizing recreational marijuana. Recreational marijuana.
Yes.
So now we have the medicinal thing and now we have the fun thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. However,
yes.
I don't know about you guys, but no matter where I go, what I do, walking the dog, I'm smelling it coming over the block wall on a house I'm passing.
I have
sitting and having coffee
much.
With Terry outside of Starbucks the other day.
Really?
We're out on
absolutely.
The patio.
Which Starbucks
were by
were you
the drive through line, and every second or third car, all of a sudden I'd look at Terry and go, "Do you smell that? Do you smell
really?
That?
I kept thinking maybe it was a worker over at Walgreens or something going out on
nope.
his break.
Whoa.
Nope.
Huh.
We walked out of a restaurant the other day, and there's a couple sitting in their car, toking away. And my oldest son looks at them and goes, "Hey, you going to share some of that stuff?" And I'm like, what kind of a world are we living in?
Wow.
Now, would you be driving around with an open bottle of hooch and taking slugs at a stoplight?
No.
But these people are toking up while they're driving.
'Cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon.
I don't really? Think that that's legal.
I know, but okay. I don't think they got that message.
Well, they missed the memo,
I seriously haven't noticed that.
No, you haven't?
No, I really haven't.
Either.
Well, where
now,
do
have
I go?
Have you gotten high with any of your kids?
Wow.
That's a good question. Family show.
Exactly.
Family show.
Have you gotten high with... I asked first.
So that's a yes.
I don't have any kids, so you can't ask me.
My one's in high school, my other one's still in middle school. So the answer is no.
No for Terry.
That's right.
Diana?
Well...
maybe once or twice.
Which kid?
My oldest son.
Yes.
It was kind of like, I think it was New Year's a few years back. And
yes.
Yeah, so there was somebody there that was a guest of a party that we were attending at another family member's house.
Gonna sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat.
And we were all outside and he's like, "Hey, you want to take a couple hits off that thing?" And I'm like, "Sure." And so I did.
Was he surprised?
He was laughing his ass off, and he took a couple of photographs, and I said, "You delete those from your phone, or I'm going to kick your ass, because I don't need that out in the cyber world."
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he kept them.
Of course.
Yeah, because he's a stinker.
That's funny.
And then I remember, as we were driving home, I was giggling and laughing, and I kept saying to my husband, "I'm so effed up. I'm so effed up." And I'm laughing. I'm like, "I'm pizza.
That's funny. That's so funny.
It was great.
That's so
I
funny.
Do have three
funny.
Cookies in the freezer I've never eaten. Someday I'll have to share them.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I've never eaten them.
Did you ever get high with one of your teachers?
Oh, no. Mm. Well, obviously you have.
I got one. Well, sure. I didn't get one of my teachers high, but one of my teachers got high with the rest of us, and it wasn't planned. It was some
I never did that.
Special brownies that were brought on a bus trip to California that we were
an accident?
Well, it was on purpose for us, but for him, he happened to walk back and see us enjoying this baggie full of brownies, and he's like, "Brownies, cool, can I have some?" What are you going to say to your teacher? "I'm sorry, sir, but these have marijuana in them, and you won't like." Oh, sure. Help yourself. My God.
Are you allergic to nuts?
Yeah, we stopped at Barstow Station at the McDonald's there, and he basically ordered one of everything off the menu because he had the munchies.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Erica, we're still waiting for your answer.
All right, so,
fess up.
My kids knew I went to Woodstock. They knew my history, so they've been very open with me, though, about their experiences, which I thought was really great,
absolutely.
You know, and I've been able
absolutely.
To help, you know, guide them a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yes, I have gotten high with them once, and they just laughed. They just couldn't believe it. And they said, "Oh, this is all cool, Mom." But then we never did it again.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where we did. But Sam and I played like we were stoned when we went through a drive-through once.
You
and
pretended?
That,
you did
yeah,
it
we
for
pretended
a joke?
As a joke. We went through like a Wendy's or something. And I started, I go, "Hey, man, how's the fries tonight?" And she goes, "Yeah, man, I'm really hungry." And we went back and forth and back and forth. And the person on the other side thought we were nuts. And
then, well, you were.
It's funny.
It was really funny. We had such a good time. And it was great because she always talks about it. She says, "Mom, that was really fun." You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did.
You were such a cool mom.
Because I pretend to be high. Here's to the cool moms. Woohoo!
And now here's a chance for us to laugh right along with you at ourselves. Here's some outtakes to wind up tonight's show.
But you're late.
Wait a second. I lost my place. I just totally lost my place.
Yeah, you totally did. It's only the third.
Okay.
It's only the third.
Do the whole thing again.
Oi, look at my counter. What is this? It's covered with all these packages.
Sadie's sister, Sophie, has just entered her... As Sadie's... Shit.
That's, they sound so fancy. Maybe they're... Hey. Of course. These could become very profitable for me.
This.
Oh, this. Start, do the whole thing over or just that line?
Just that.
Thanks for tuning in. We are Babes in Voiceland, healing the world one laugh at a time.